From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets his Iranian counterpart to work out details of a nuclear agreement. Negotiations on Iran's nuclear program are at a crucial point Sunday as officials report progress on two key areas in the dispute: the pace of sanctions relief and the inspection of Iran's nuclear and military facilities. Officials in Vienna confirmed Saturday that a tentative agreement has been reached on the sanctions relief issue, but a senior U.S. administration official warned that ministers must still approve the deal. Experts are racing to resolve as many issues as possible before ministers from the six negotiating global powers return to Vienna beginning Sunday to try to finalize a comprehensive deal by a self-imposed July 7th deadline. Meanwhile, the International Atomic Energy Agency's top inspector said Saturday that a report detailing Iran's nuclear program could be ready by the end of the year. As VOA's Heather Murdoch reports, that's if a deal is struck between Iran and world powers.
The IAEA's director general said a report on Iran's nuclear program would clarify if or when Iran ever tried to make a nuclear bomb.
With the cooperation from Iran, I think we can issue a report by the end of the year on the assessment of the clarification of the issues related to possible military dimension.
Progress was made in Tehran in the last week, he says, but more work is needed for Iran and world powers to complete a deal that would curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for an end to crushing economic sanctions. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Vienna.
This is VOA News. Tunisian President Beji Caid Essebsi has declared a 30-day state of emergency after a purported Islamic State terrorist massacred 38 people at a tourist beach resort last week. Mr. Essebsi said in a television address that the state of emergency is needed because of what he called the exceptional situation which the country is going through after the latest terrorist attack. He said the persistent threats place Tunisia in a special type of war. Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the June 26th attack carried out by a gunman identified as Saif Rezgi. 30 of the victims were British, others were from Belgium, Germany, Ireland, Portugal, and Russia. Syrian troops backed by Lebanese Hezbollah militia fighters began a major offensive Saturday under the cover of intense airstrikes to retake a rebel-held mountain resort. Opposition fighters retaliated by shelling the capital, Damascus. Meanwhile, Islamic State militants released a video showing 25 men being executed by what appears to be teenagers in an ancient amphitheater in the Syrian city of Palmyra. One day before a Greek referendum on whether the country should accept terms of a bailout, Greece's finance minister has accused Athens' creditors of terrorism. Yanis Varoufakis told the Spanish El Mundo newspaper that what the creditors are doing to Greece has a name: terrorism. He said that Brussels and the Troika want the yes vote to win Sunday so they could humiliate the Greeks. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is urging voters to vote no on whether the country should accept the bailout terms. Public opinion on the referendum in Greece remains almost equally divided. Across the United States Saturday, Americans are celebrating the 239th anniversary of their country's independence from Britain. Law enforcement officials are boosting security following warnings about potential terrorist threats timed to the July 4th holiday. President Barack Obama said the Declaration of Independence still holds Americans together, even though the country is larger and more diverse than its founders could have imagined.
A couple of centuries later, we've made ourselves into a big, bold, dynamic, and diverse country. We're of all races, we come from all places, we practice all faiths, and believe in all sorts of different ideas. But our allegiance to this declaration, this idea, is the creed that binds us together.
Security is tight in many cities. New York has 7,000 officers working its July 4th celebrations. Police in Chicago are working 12-hour shifts. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.